Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. I hope you had a wonderful weekend.
I hope so. Some have, some have not.
Well, at least we weren't as busy as last weekend.
That's your opinion. We were gone all day yesterday.
Yeah, well.
But today is chill day, so.
Chill day, yeah.
Hopefully we can get more of those, but it doesn't look like it for next weekend, so.
Probably not.
Anyways, life story. Move on.
Yeah. First things first. We have a huge announcement.
Yes, we do.
We have joined the Secular Outreach Network.
Very cool.
Yeah, great bunch of podcasters there.
Yes.
SUN is a group of skeptical, secular, and humanist content creators collaborating with the goal of creating a high-quality entertainment, and just maybe to do some good along the way.
Listening to that, that sounds like a tongue twister.
It is.
I got it.
I'm surprised I got through it.
I am too, with your little speech tumbles.
Let's see if I can finish the rest of it.
All right, go for it.
Find out more about The Sun and the other shows that make up the network at secularoutreach.com.
Very cool.
And if you want to know who's on the network, we have Atheism 101.
Yes.
Atheist Apocalypse.
Yep.
In the Name of God, the podcast.
I like that.
Quranify Me.
Yep.
The Q, Waiting for Wrath, and Naked Mormonism.
Very cool.
Yeah, some great shows on there. If you, a lot of them, especially Naked Mormonism, you're going to have to go back to the beginning and start there. Otherwise, you'll be lost if you just pick it up now.
Yeah, it's kind of how it goes.
Yeah, but yeah. The rest of them you can probably pick up along the way. Atheism 101 is really great for information.
Yeah.
They break down the stuff pretty nicely.
Yeah, but they're all cool.
Same thing with Atheist Apocalypse. It's more of a serial show.
Uh-huh.
So that one's really good.
Yeah.
Anyway, that being done,
we shall move.
So, first item is Zombie Nativity Scene, a Battleground for Ohio Man.
I think this is very interesting.
Right. Jason Dixon's zombie-themed nativity scene has caught the attention of Sycamore Township, Ohio, which has begun fining him $500 a day because they say it lacks a proper permit.
Oh, that's the excuse they're using?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, go
on. Last year, Dixon was ordered to remove the structure from his front yard. Police said he lacked the proper permit to have a display in his yard. This year, he applied for the permit but was denied.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, the structure violates the neighborhood zoning code because they were considering it a shed. It had a roof.
Really? So does that go for all nativity scenes then? Because that's pretty much where that falls under. But anyways.
So he took the roof off and now he falls within the temporary display.
Is that how that
but
works?
But I think they're still fining him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why? Wait, they can't. Oh, well.
Really?
Well, what I don't understand, he still wants to do his nativity scene. I mean, yes, it's with gruesome ghouls, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, he said, I think it's a theme. It just rubs people the wrong way and puts a spotlight on me. That's why they're coming down so hard on me.
Yes, because you're doing blasphemy.
It's not blasphemous. It's zombie Jesus.
I think it's pretty cool looking. I saw the picture.
Yeah, it's actually kind of neat.
I was like, Halloween meets Christmas.
Yeah. So he happens to own a Halloween house, and he made a nativity out of what he had on hand, which
that
was zombies.
Works. Yeah.
Yeah. However, Baptist churches in the area also started to take notice, with parishioners passing out flyers in front of the house saying things that God frowns upon this manger.
That does not surprise me one bit at all.
And if you read the scriptures closely, the God of the Bible is not only a God of love, but he is a God of wrath. God never expresses even the slightest inkling of humor towards demons, or in this case, zombies.
Yeah, okay.
So what's interesting is Dixon is not an atheist.
No, he's not. He's very religious. Well, okay. Not crazy religious, he's just religious.
He is religious.
Yeah, he's, you know, like any of the other people who want to put up nativity scenes.
It just doesn't make sense that they would protest it so heavily and the city would fine him.
They just don't like that the dolls are scary looking.
Oh, well.
Because that's what it comes down to. But to each his own, I suppose.
I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah, if you don't mind the whole nativity scene thing, but
yeah. Well, it's on his yard. I don't care.
It's all, yes, private property. You do what you want, but that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah. So next we have A Christmas Miracle.
I hate that word.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Miracle.
It's what it is.
Miracle is such a stupid word. Anyways, just go.
Irvine, Florida City Council approves both In God We Trust and E Pluribus Unum in what's being called a small Christmas miracle.
Okay.
Earlier this year, Mayor Stephen Choi proposed displaying In God We Trust in Irvine City Hall, citing an inspiration from the other Orange County cities that have done so in recent years.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Bakersfield Councilwoman is behind the nationwide effort. We've talked about this.
We have?
Yeah, at least once. In God We Trust America Incorporated, Jackie Sullivan.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The 600 or so other cities in the nation that have it.
Yes, now. I know, and keep growing.
So, piggybacking on Choi's proposal, Councilwoman Lynn Schott, who on Tuesday was appointed mayor pro tem, earlier this year found support for displaying E Pluribus Unum. I wonder who gave her that idea.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. It couldn't have been the original motto project.
No, not in the least.
Yeah. A phrase displayed on the Great Seal of the United States at City Hall.
Okay, so basically, Christmas Miracle is a play on the whole everybody comes up with a Christmas miracle at Christmas time.
Well, it was a unanimous vote.
No, I know that, but I meant as far as the phrase of it.
Yeah, so it's not really a miracle.
I kind of like more of the word awesome, maybe.
Awesome? A Christmas
awesomeness?
Awesome?
The Christmas awesomeness. I don't like...
So is it now an awesomeness on 34th Street?
I hate that movie, by the way. I'm not a... into the whole Christmas thing it's very cool that it was unanimous, really?
It was unanimous.
Oh, that's cool, too.
Yeah.
Christmas coolness.
We'll
I like that one.
So what's really cool is they are the fourth city that I know of to adopt E Pluribus Unum as well as In God We Trust.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, how many there are that have In God We Trust versus... how many that's at least accepting both?
So as far as I know, there are close to 600 In God We Trust cities.
Yeah, odds aren't so in your favor.
No, it's 600 and something to 4.
Again, with the odds.
Yeah.
But it's a start.
It is a start.
Baby steps are how it happens.
Right.
There's no miracle.
So along those lines, a photo on Reddit was brought to my attention last week, which showed a police cruiser with In God We Trust decal on with this caption.
Okay.
Really not happy. I'm a police officer. I picked up my patrol car this morning and found during my inspection over the weekend, this was added to several of the fleet.
I thought that was convenient that they did it without his knowledge and while he wasn't there.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know what city it is.
Right.
Because it's completely anonymous. It doesn't show anything. No
right.
state.
Right.
So I don't know if this is one I've already covered. It's possible.
Yeah, you won't know, I guess.
Yeah. So, yeah, in case you haven't been following this from my other project, we're up to 177, 78 police cruisers.
Yeah.
Police departments and sheriff departments that have put it.
I was going to say, it's the departments, not the cruisers.
So, yeah, this stuff comes up in my feed all the time because it's part of what I follow in my other life.
Right. Yeah, because you have several actually going on right now.
Yeah, well, that's life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the life you've created. Anyways, it's kind of sad for, you know, any police officers who are with any of these departments that don't agree with this, you know, In God We Trust being put on their vehicles, and yet there's nothing they can do about it.
Yeah. This is the third police officer that's said something like this.
Although and they have to say anonymous.
Anonymous. I know. It's... it's difficult.
Frustrating.
It's very frustrating because they can't do anything. Because I've talked to them, a couple of them.
Yeah.
And they're like, I can't risk my job.
No.
And it's not that they would get fired for it, but they would be put on desk duty or something like that.
Exactly. They're going to make up some reason to remove them.
Right.
To not need them.
Right.
To get rid of them.
Right. They're going to make their life so horrible that they'll want to quit.
Absolutely. I've seen that many times, actually.
Which is why I oppose In God We Trust on police cruisers. Actually, In God We Trust on any public building.
Yeah, they're just using it, the excuse, the fact that it's the motto, so they can get away with it. It's like a loophole for them,
it
basically.
Is a loophole.
Which,
they've even said, we're using this loophole.
Okay, that's bold enough then.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's another reason why, you know, you and I feel that the national motto needs to be changed, right, because that is not all inclusive. Which is what America is. America is all inclusive, the melting pot.
Right.
And that motto does not show that.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Hi there. This is Matthew the Apostle. Have you been wondering if it was your local pastor that ran away with the church's money and the deacon's wife? Do you just want to know if it was your rabbi that was arrested for planting a spy camera in the women's bathhouse? Has it ever crossed your mind that it might just be your archbishop that was arrested for fondling children in his care? Or do you just want to know more about the Southern Baptist pastor who was arrested for seeking a little canine carnal companionship? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, you need to listen to In the Name of God, the podcast, your weekly roundup of the most bizarre and hypocritical actions of the people who claim to live the pure and pious life as dictated by their God. In the Name of God, the podcast, the religious news from the Atheist Apostle, a proud member of the Secular Outreach Network, on the web at secularoutreach.com.
So we'll move on to our next news story.
Okay, that would be...
Atheist group's Let Reason Prevail banner placed outside Indiana Courthouse was stolen.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, so the FFRF every year puts up the big banner that says this. At the season of winter solstice, let reason prevail. There are no gods, no devils, no angels, no heaven or hell. There is only our natural world. Religion is but a myth and superstition that hardens hearts and enslaves minds.
So they stole this?
Yeah, it's stolen.
Because stealing it makes it go away.
Yeah.
That's the philosophy in that one.
Mm-hmm.
So sad. Every flipping year, it's the same thing over and over. There's either
vandalism or stolen or something else.
Screaming back and forth, you know. The Starbucks isn't cooperating.
Starbucks, yeah.
But anyways, go ahead.
FFRF co-president Dan Barker said this. This theft sends a message to all religious minorities and the non-religious that they are not welcome to share in the celebration of the season. It's ironic that this act of censorship took place directly next to our Bill of Rights display, which we talked about last week.
That's right.
Which protects the free speech rights of everyone, not just those in the majority.
Right, and ironically,
yeah,
it happened right next to them, which obviously they can't read. Or... it's selective reading. It's selective. That's what it is.
It only applies to them.
It's selective reading.
The foundation is offering a $1,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the thief or thieves responsible and hopes to return its winter solstice banner to the courthouse lawn.
Yeah, those aren't exactly free.
No, those things cost a bit of money.
Yeah.
But it's not about the cost of the banner. It's the principle of the thing.
Right. It's the whole... they really had to go there kind of thing. Yeah. I mean...
I don't like this speech, so I'm going to steal it and make sure no one else can see it.
Right. I don't want to hear what you have to say, so we are going to stifle you.
Yes.
And that actually is kind of how they are nonstop all year long, though, if you think about it.
Right.
It's, you know, you're saying things I don't like, I disagree with, and I don't want to hear, so... you know, we're going to do whatever we need to shut you up.
Yeah.
Because...
well, it's interesting because it's just like with the new American Atheist billboard they put up, which I believe it says you can be good without God. Skip church this.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah, I remember that one.
You don't need church to be good, right? People are going crazy over that. They're saying it's an attack on their religion.
Which is really silly because it's not an attack on their religion. No. They're not like... holding them hostage and saying, you can't go to church. We're going to hold you here.
They're specifically pointing out to people who may not believe. They're still going to church saying, hey, you don't need to go to church.
Right.
Skip it.
Right.
It's the same concept, but they're just freaking out over it.
I know. It's the whole, you know, saying that you can be good without a deity telling you what to do, good or, you know, rewards and punishments and whatnot.
I know.
Einstein. Yes. Anyways.
Well, I got a science story for you.
I love science stories.
So you're going to love this one even
I like
more.
When we get to stick science in.
Well, this has got some science in it.
According to what I just saw, it's science comedy.
Yeah. U.S. town rejects solar panels amid fears that they suck up all the energy from the sun.
That's awesome. I got to get a better word than awesome, but that's awesome.
Yeah. A U.S. town recently, Woodland, North Carolina, let's put it that way.
Right.
Recently rejected a solar farm following public concern.
Yes, and their concerns are very entertaining.
So, during the town council meeting, one local man, Bobby Mann,
That's very lovely. Move on.
Said solar farm would, quote, suck up all the energy from the sun and business would not go to Woodland.
Businesses,
yes.
It'll suck up all the energy from the sun.
That nice nuclear reactor in the sky.
It's going to run out.
It's going to run out because the solar panels are just going to suck it right out. Because of solar panels
on Earth. No. It's not just solar panels on Earth. It's the solar panels in this little town.
Oh, this.
That is what will suck up the entire energy from the sun.
Yes. Oh, we're not done.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I say that a lot, but we're not done. Jane Mann, a retired science teacher, said she was concerned that the panels would prevent plants in the area from photosynthesizing.
I'm surprised you said that correctly, but yeah, from around them, right?
Yeah.
And she's the science because teacher. Because it's going
to suck up the sun.
But she's the science teacher.
Yeah.
I mean, oh my God.
She said that she's seen areas around solar panels where plants are brown and dead because they don't get enough sunlight.
They don't get enough sunlight. Oh my God.
Science teacher.
And you wonder why we moved away from North Carolina.
No, I don't.
Oh, my God.
gets better. She also questioned the high number of cancer deaths in the area, saying no one could tell her solar panels didn't cause cancer.
Oh, my God. They're awesome. Oh, I got to get a better word. I got to stop saying that. But that's just... You just don't think it could... People are actually like that, but they really are.
They exist. I mean, they do exist.
I know.
King of the Hill was a documentary.
Yes, of the mountains of North Carolina.
It was set in Texas, but it was based on characters from North Carolina. I guarantee it because I know every one of those people.
I was going to say we know them firsthand coming from the mountains of North Carolina.
Yeah. A spokesman for the company that wants to build them, Strata, said there are no negative impacts.
There's that mouth again. A solar
farm is a wonderful use for a property like this. They added the solar panels do not draw additional sunlight.
Oh my God. And she's the science teacher. Not this woman, but that other woman is the science teacher.
Yeah.
I mean, hello.
However, the council voted 3-1 against rezoning the land and later voted for a moratorium against future solar farms. So they can't even ask to put one there in the future.
Oh my God. So they fed into it is what you're telling? No, come on.
Yeah, that's what they did.
Seriously. Oh my God.
I don't get it.
Oh my! So they're not the only crazies there.
Well, I don't know why they voted, but
oh yeah, no, I know, but really,
yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, I'm sure maybe there's other reasons they voted to. They probably just don't want to deal with it. Actually, but she's the science teacher. I mean, this isn't science comedy. This is almost science scary.
Yeah.
I mean, she's the science teacher.
The science teacher's saying something
so incredibly ignorant. Stupid.
No, she's ignorant. She's not stupid. She's ignorant.
Okay.
Whatever.
If you say
It's semantics. I don't care.
If you say so, I'm... wow. All I say is I'm so glad we ran when we did. Oh, my gosh. And our children did not grow up there. They were born there.
Yeah.
But they did not grow up there. Whew. Wow.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even.
So.
I will never get tired of that, by the way.
I know.
I don't know why. I have issues.
Yeah, I like it. It's fun.
All right, go ahead.
So this week's winner's from Nevada. Nevada.
Have we been to Nevada yet?
Is it Nevada, Nevada?
I always say Nevada.
I don't know.
I used to live there, so.
So we're looking at, no, we haven't, as far as I know, been to Nevada.
I was going
to
say, I don't remember covering Nevada yet.
So we're looking at Nevada Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore.
Okay.
During her weekly show on Las Vegas radio station KWDN, Fiore discussed why she did not sign onto a statement from Republican members of the state assembly opposing resettling Syrian refugees in Nevada.
Oh,
So she recounted a conversation with Nevada GOP political consultant Chuck Muth.
You cannot talk, man.
Chuck Muth.
Slow and enunciate.
You enunciate.
I enunciate. Fine. Thank you
Who
very
asked
much.
Her why she didn't sign on to the statement. And I have some audio.
Yeah.
He's like, the Syrian refugees. I'm like, what are you kidding me? I'm about to fly to Paris and shoot him in the head myself. I mean, I am not okay with Syrian refugees. I'm not okay with terrorists. You know, I'm okay with putting them down, blacking them out. Just put a piece of brass in their nocular cavity and end their miserable life. I'm good with that. So, Chuck.
Can I talk?
Oh, sure. Go
Holy
ahead.
Beep.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? What the hell is wrong with her?
I don't know. She's.
I can't believe she said that.
Yeah. That's insane.
So she's okay with killing, you know, innocent people.
Yeah.
You know, because
just because not, they're Syrian refugees.
I was going to say, not every Syrian refugee is going to be this massive terrorist to take down America. And, you know, if any of them.
Yeah,
I can't believe she said that.
I can't believe she's an elected official, even in Nevada.
Okay, more to the point, yes. Jeez, that's just freaking crazy.
Yeah, but you know we're not done with her.
Of course not. Never are.
I can't say that I found anything worse than that on her though. That's about the worst thing you can say.
She's got a mouth.
So, in Fiore's 2015 Christmas card,
that's right,
which she posted on Facebook on Monday, her family was outfitted with a gun.
If you get a chance, you're going to post this on her thingy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'll try to, yeah.
Yeah, because...
Or at least a link to it.
That's what I mean. Whatever. You have got to look at this picture. Are you kidding me?
So, she's a staunch defender of Second Amendment rights, which is fine. I don't have a problem with that.
Come on.
And here's what the Christmas card says.
Okay.
It's up to Americans to protect America. We're just ordinary American family with love and liberty.
I see so much love in that picture.
Okay. Is that an Uzi? Seriously, grandma's carrying.
I think the baby has one too.
I'm not a weapons expert. That looks something similar to an Uzi.
Well, the 6-year-old's got one.
Yes, I don't know what they're carrying. She's carrying what looks like sawed-off shotgun. I don't know.
Grandma's got a gun?
Yeah, I think she's carrying the Uzi. I don't know what that is.
That's the Christmas card to send to the world.
Yeah, and they're all in red and. Red shirts and jeans.
Yeah. Kind of ironic.
Weird looking.
But come on. I mean, there's one thing about the Second Amendment, but what about class?
I know.
I mean, come on. Class. Is there any of that?
No, I don't see it.
I'm thinking no.
But.
Let alone what she said. That's really irritating me like crazy. Anyways.
We move on to her sexy gun calendar.
Of course we did. Wait a minute. Is that Jessica's
Yeah, that's
rabbit?
Supposed to be like Jessica Rabbit, yeah. I'll try
she
and put
for
these pictures
real?
Up.
She's got
so
to be kidding.
She's in a red dress.
With the purple gloves like Jessica Rabbit.
Right. Look, it says it's 9mm, so.
I don't care.
And then we have the cover to her calendar. I'll make sure to put a link up to this so
to
people can see
me.
It. Because.
And she's in a position of power.
Yeah. Okay.
So wait, she makes her own calendar, is what you're telling
yeah,
me?
Yeah, this is an annual thing.
I love me. Who do you love?
Yeah, basically.
Wow.
But
has a lot of self-esteem.
So that's her stance on guns. Fine, yeah. Whatever. I'm not going to get
issue.
Into the gun issue, right?
Right.
That's a different issue
that's
altogether.
That's a whole other 10 shows.
But in November of this year, her home healthcare business was closed because of what she called and I'm quoting here.
Okay.
The army of regulators, bureaucrats, and inspectors.
What?
Yeah. So the question becomes, what do they want? Why were they harassing her?
Yeah, what'd she do?
As it turns out, her business accepts Medicaid payments.
Uh-huh.
Home health care going to accept
I can
Medicare.
Imagine where this is going. Uh-huh.
And like any other business that accepts government money, they're subject to regular audits of their books.
And I know that firsthand. Because of some relatives who work in this business.
Inspectors visit the business, always there for you, and ironically, no one was home.
Huh.
During business hours, it was locked up.
That's
and no
convenient.
One was there.
Yeah.
So they tried contacting her via phone and letters with no reply.
Oh, really?
And when they made a final attempt to visit the business.
There's that mouth again.
They found that she had been closed up and another business was moving in.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And she had this to say about it. Due to HQCQ's inability to contact... Oh, this is not her. This is the...
This is the investigators.
Yeah. Inability to contact the business and the failure to respond to previous contacts, HCQC is taking action to administratively close the license. And the HCQC is healthcare quality and compliance.
Right, right.
And it was finally then that she decided to speak out.
Okay, I can imagine.
This is her.
Right.
With the signing of notice of dissolution last week, I have completely closed my home healthcare business. It's appalling to me that state employees would go to the press with this kind of false story without having any details.
What?
So she didn't give them any details. She ignored them completely.
I was going to say, she ignored
them.
So
what they wanted to do was to check her books, make sure that all the money was going where it's supposed to go.
So she's running a healthcare facility at her house.
No, in a business.
Okay.
At a business location, right?
Okay.
But nobody was there when the inspector showed up. They just wanted to look at her books. That's all they wanted.
Right,
to see they wanted to make legit. Sure that the Medicaid money was going to where it was supposed to go, to the Medicaid patients.
Not the pocket. Mm-hmm.
She also says she will never get into business with government again.
She obviously doesn't understand what her day job is.
That's what I came for. She is the government.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Hello. I mean, I'm a blonde, but her blondness is seeping into her skin or something.
So,
jeez.
Yeah, but all she had to do was let them look at the book. So what is she hiding? Why won't she let them look at
the
book?
Well, that's exactly my point. Obviously, she is.
Now, she is seriously anti-government. She supported Clive and Bundy.
Okay, I'm going to go back to hello, the day job.
Right. So, but she supported people like Clive and Bundy, the rancher from last year.
Oh, I remember that everybody stood up to...
Right.
With all their guns and...
Right. So
I forget the whole thing. But.
She was in favor of that, saying that the government shouldn't be able to charge him taxes for using public land.
Uh-huh.
Right? Go follow the Clive and Bundy story. That's really...
Old news.
Convoluted and silly.
Yeah.
But she has several IRS tax liens for withholding from her employees' paychecks.
Oh, really?
So she took it out of their paychecks, but she never paid it. Paid the IRS, which is about $1 million over the past 10 years.
Wow. You know, that doesn't surprise me. I mean, honestly, look at her history.
I know.
I mean, her selfies is what I'll call them.
Selfies.
I mean, obviously, that really does not surprise me one iota.
Yeah, it just amazes me. A lot of this stuff is still alleged, right?
Of course, got to make sure you get that.
But it says a lot when you have this much going against you. When you have the IRS saying, "Hey, we didn't get our money,"
right?
And
then the whole health business.
Yeah, because that actually hurts the employees too, because when the employee goes to file their taxes, if she hasn't paid them,
of course.
They can say, "Hey, you don't have any taxes paid."
Right.
You know, your stuff is wrong.
Right.
So it's insane.
But yet she takes, you know, the family Christmas photo and all these calendar shots like she's this great abiding, upholding citizen, and yet she's got all these skeletons in her closet.
Right.
Which are kind of not really in the closet. They're like in the front parlor, really. Yeah,
because she's insane.
Yeah. But I don't understand people. I mean, how can people behave like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
But, you know, it's kind of getting to be an old broken record constantly saying, how can they behave like that, you know?
When we see it all the time.
I know, and they're the great moral people. You know, we're the baby eaters.
I know.
Yeah.
The one we had last week was really good.
Oh, it just irritates me again. I'm going to go again with the word religion is a bad word.
Yeah, it pretty much is.
Yeah, it's a bad word. You're not allowed to say it. Because they're proving my point time and time again.
I know.
Anyways, I'm just ranting. Secular Yakking is a proud member of the Secular Outreach Network.
SUN is a group of skeptical, secular, and humanist content creators collaborating with the goal of creating high-quality entertainment. And just maybe, to do some good along the way.
Find out more about SUN and the other shows that make up the network at secularoutreach.com.
We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
More input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Podbean patron page.
I'd buy that for $1.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.